With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The man suspected of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers has been taken into custody. Vance Bolter arrested Sunday evening.
This is a great example of coordination and collaboration. Multiple agencies, federal, state, and local, coordinating together in a way to protect the public and close this hunt around.
Governor Tim Walz says law enforcement sacrificed holiday and family time to apprehend the suspect.
Spent Father's Day away from their families to deliver justice for Melissa and Mark Hortman and their children who spent this Father's Day alone.
Former senator and foreign policy expert Jim Talent says although the U.S. would like to see the mullahs removed from power in Iran, it would be a mistake to make a regime change an explicit goal as the U.S. seeks to dismantle the country's nuclear threat.
But I also think that if we act in order to protect an extremely important but narrow interest, that is to keep them from getting a nuclear weapon, and we have to attack Iran, I think that will empower the opposition.
Talent says there is a chance the destruction of Iran's nuclear program would spark a revolution against the regime. Authorities in India have now started handing over the remains of the victims of that plane crash after identifying some through DNA tests. Air India flight crashed shortly after takeoff last Thursday, killing at least 270 people, including 29 on the ground. One passenger did survive. Hundreds of relatives of the crash victims have provided DNA samples at the hospital. Among the passengers, 169 from India, 53 Britons, one was from Canada. This is SRN News. A new look at global religion.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that Islam is the fastest growing faith on the planet. Between 2010 and 2020, Islam added about 350 million new followers, more than all other religions combined. Christianity is losing ground, but still boasts the most total followers globally, 2.3 billion compared to 2 billion even for Islam. However, in third place and growing fast is the religiously unaffiliated, now numbering 1.9 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana Supreme Court striking down several pro-life laws, including the state's 20-week abortion ban. The state high court says in the ruling, the Montana Constitution includes a, quote, right to be left alone and to have access to abortion. This is SRN News. It is controversial. Correspondent Julie Walker reports the French president visiting Greenland to show European support for the island, which, make no mistake about it, has been coveted by President Trump.
French President Emmanuel Macron in Greenland on his way to the G7 in Canada. The European leader reiterating his criticism of President Trump's intention to take control of the strategic Arctic island by force if necessary, speaking mainly in French, saying, I don't think that's something allies do, and in English, restating support.
Convey a message of friendship and solidarity from France and the European Union to help this territory to face the different challenges.
Macron met with Greenland's leader as well as the Danish Prime Minister, since Greenland is an autonomous territory within Denmark. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.